Riverboats are such a huge piece of Americana. We're road tripping today with Riverboat Twilight. Carrie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Carrie Steyer is, well, she's the co-owner of Riverboat Twilight, but honestly, it's a family operation. Your husband pilots the riverboat, right?
Correct, correct.
And your son is getting his pilot license?
Oh, no, he's already got his pilot's license.
Oh, wonderful.
So two pilots, and then our daughter works in the office with me, and she's our big social media queen. She's the one that keeps all that together.
That is key these days, isn't it? That's how much your business has probably changed, is you have to have a social media director.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so 20 years on the Mississippi, that's incredible. Is there a particular season that you think is best for guests, or just about any time works well?
Well, any time works well. My favorite season is fall, just because I prefer fall weather and sitting outside in the, 70-degree weather and watching the river go by and fall colors and what have you. But really, all year long is a good time, especially for those that like to watch the eagles. You know, you get to see the babies at first, and then they start fledging, and then the adults later in the fall, and you can really see the nest, because in the fall, when the leaves go away, you can really see the nest.
How difficult is it to navigate the Mississippi? I know I wouldn't want to do it in a private boat. I would certainly choose your riverboat, but there's got to be a few challenges, right?
Well, I leave that all up to Captain Kevin and Captain Jacob, because I can't steer that boat to save my life, honestly.
and how many
between them about 50 years of experience. So
that's great.
I leave that all up to them, and they make it look easy.
That's why I would leave it up to you, because I don't want to be on that river unless I've got a professional that is piloting. And that's exactly what you get with Riverboat Twilight. What are some of the things that first-time visitors on the boat have to say when they depart? What do they tell you?
I think it really is the how rural it is. I think they're expecting to see buildings and what have you, and there are parts of the river where you don't see a single house. You may not see another boat. You're out there literally in the middle of the river with nothing around you, and I think that is something that amazes a lot of people. They just don't understand how far it takes you away from the everyday grind and traffic and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's really not a bad road trip to get to LeClaire, Iowa to board the boat. It's pretty quick from Chicago. Actually, you just jump on 88 and head west, correct?
88 or 80. It's about 2.5 hours from the general Chicago area. Simple drive right over there, and it's the first exit as soon as you cross the river is LeClaire, Iowa, and two hotels right there, a lovely downtown with shopping, restaurants, et cetera. If you're coming in the day before, please plan to spend some time in LeClaire.
Yeah, we were talking about the American Pickers store. I've been in that store there, and people are telling me it's still there. So 20 years, congratulations on Riverboat Twilight's 20th anniversary. Mary has been on, and she tells me that you feed people nonstop.
We pretty much do. Nobody goes away hungry, that's for sure.
Mary, isn't that the truth? You said, oh my God, there's a huge amount of food.
Yeah, and I just remember the entertainment was great. Are you still doing the entertainment?
You betcha. Every day we have a different entertainer. And then, of course, Captain Kevin does provide a lot of narration throughout the day of the different things we see and where that towboat is going and what it's carrying and, how far it's going to take him to get to his destination, all of that, and going through two locks and dams. That's always interesting.
When I went to riverboattwilight.com, I see you have a sightseeing cruise, which is about an hour and a half out of LeClaire, which is great to just fit in, on an afternoon. You have a day-long cruise, and then you have a two-day cruise. That's your signature cruise, correct?
Right. That's our main cruise that we offer, is the two-day overnight. We do that Tuesdays and Thursdays in the summer months, and then three times a week after Labor Day, so Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday after Labor Day.
Wonderful. So details at riverboattwilight.com. And you've been kind enough to give our listeners a package that they can win on WGNradio.com.
We did. We're hoping to hear from a winner soon, yeah?
Yeah. So we still have details at WGNradio.com. You can check out your website as well. And I really appreciate you joining us. This sounds like a whole lot of fun. And there's something deeply American about a riverboat, isn't there?
There is. It just really takes you back, and it makes you realize things really haven't changed that much out here on the river. We're still simple folks, and the beauty of the river and the wildlife, and really just takes you back.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're road tripping. You should road trip. Riverboattwilight.com. At least hit their website and check it out. It looks absolutely gorgeous.